Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. WorkSafe officers are trying to determine the circumstances surrounding a man's death at a mine site in the Goldfields. The 21-year-old died yesterday. Mining operations have been suspended as investigations continue. Premier Roger Cook says his thoughts are with the man's loved ones.
Obviously, a young mine worker has lost their life. It's very sad. And it's obviously horrible for that miner's family. And our hearts go out to them.
Major counter-terrorism raids are underway across Sydney as part of the ongoing investigation into last week's church stabbing attack. Authorities have stressed there is no current threat to public safety. ASIO boss Mike Burgess confirming his officers are taking part.
We are involved. It's a joint counter-terrorism team with our three agencies overrepresented and New South Wales Crime Commission in that state.
Inflation has eased in the year to March, down 3.6% from 4.1% in December, but prices rose 1% in the last quarter compared to 0.6% previously. And Perth property prices have hit a new record with the biggest rise of all the capital cities in the past 12 months. New figures from Domain show the median house price in Perth is now just shy of $778,000. That's up more than 16% since March last year. Unit prices were up 17.2% to $425,000. In sport, West Coast will be without Tom Barras this weekend against the Suns. The AFL Tribunal has upheld his one-match suspension for a dangerous tackle on Fremantle's Michael Walters during last Sunday's derby. While the Dockers could welcome back Sam Switkowski, Michael Fredericks and Heath Chapman for Saturday's clash with the Bulldogs if they get through training. Teammate Caleb Sarong says the home side is ready for a tough competition.
Obviously, they had a really good win last week and they've had a couple of close losses as well against some good sides, so they're playing some good footy.